The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 332. Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Skye. I'm going to Scotland in 2018, and I want you to join me, where you will experience the Isle of Skye, where the Bonnie Prince Charlie fled with the aid of Flora MacDonald after the defeat of the Jacobite Rising of 1745. The Isle of Skye is the largest and northernmost of the major islands in the Inner Hebrides. Some call it one of the most beautiful islands in the world. You can join our small group of invaders as we get to know the region through its culture, history, and legend. Legends. Subscribe to the mailing list to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic and geek musician and podcaster, and this podcast is dedicated to the indie Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and you can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Thanks to our newest patrons, Kim Knebel, Jillian Hopper, Carol Barril, and Alberto Negron. And thank you so much for your kind pledges. And a special thanks to our Celtic superstar, Brian Brake, who raised his already generous pledge at the last minute to secure for you two 2-hour Celtic music specials as part of the milestone challenge that I laid out last month. Look for those shows in the coming weeks. All right, you first heard there Carol Wildman. That was the March of the Men on Touching Bull, Tuttles, and Brenda Stubert's. Next up is Kiana from their album Rubicon. This is Joe Bain's polka, Coast a Côte, and Across the Road.
I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on me feet, and I dream about the shoals of herring. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellows while you're searching for the shoals of herring. in the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread, your daring, from the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, as you're following the shoals of herring. Oh, I earned me keep, and I paid me way, and I earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed a million miles, caught 10 million fishes. We were sailing after shoals of herring.
Lunchava!
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 Here's to your good health, one and all. If your soul feels rather thirsty and you hear the crater call, raise up your glass, six Lunchava!
Lunchava!
Many times in my life I forgot the kindest code. I reap the sorry seeds that I sowed. But when I gave instead of took, that's when my spirit grows. My charity turned into liquid gold. Lunchava!
Lunchava!
Lunchava! Here's to your good health, one and all. If your soul feels rather thirsty and you hear the crater call, raise up your glass, sing Lunchava! Rather thirsty and you hear the crater call, raise up your glass, sing Lunchava!
Lunchava!
Your work week was a bear, you're feeling rather low, you head down to the pub to watch a show. There the singer makes you smile and the beard makes you glow, so go to kiltedkings.com before you go. Lunchava!
Lunchava!
Lunchava! Here's to your good health, what it all. Rather thirsty and you hear the crater call, raise up your glasses, Lunchava!
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 Here's to your good health, one and all. If your soul feels rather thirsty and you hear the crater call, raise up your glasses, Lunchava!
Thank you.
Keanu was Moira Nelson from her album Echoes of Another Time. That was the Shoals Herring. Then came Nua from their album Flow. That was YKN. Then Kilted Kings with Sláinte Mhá from our album Name on My Soul. And finally, Jerry O'Byrne and Rosie Shipley from their album Yesterday I Saw the Earth Beautiful. That was the Alfred Hitchcock's Polkas. Celtic Podcast News. I just want to let you know that Kilted Kings, my duo with Randy Watke of the Rogues, we are performing at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival in Hammond, Louisiana this weekend, and I hope you will come join us. Now, it is November, and that's when musicians start sending Christmas music to radio, and of course, to us hungry podcasters. I also publish the Celtic Christmas Podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Now, normally I publish 3 or 4 episodes per year. This year is different. I'm only planning to release 1 episode of that podcast. Plus, I'll have the normal Irish Celtic Music Christmas podcast episode closer to the holiday, but I've just been so swamped, I decided to change things up. Now, I'm about to set the next milestone challenge on Patreon. The milestone challenge is when we hit a certain level of Patreon pledges. That's when I give you a 2-hour episode. I decided the next milestone challenge will involve the Celtic Christmas podcast. Not only will you get another 2-hour special of Celtic music, but if we hit this goal before Christmas, then I will publish a bonus hour-long Christmas episode exclusively on the Celtic Christmas podcast. So again, you'll get 2 extra long episodes and you will help the show. You can join the patrons of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Next up is Melanie Gruben from her brand new album, A Fairy Song. This is The Leprechaun.
In a shady brook, when moonlit night, a leprechaun I spied, with scarlet cap and coat of green, a kushkin by his side. 'Twas tick-tack-tick, his hammer went upon a weeny shoe. And I laughed to think of a purse of gold, but the fairy was laughing too. The chum, the lad, had eaten thy, but the fairy was laughing too. With tiptoe step and beating heart, quite softly I drew nigh. There was mischief in his merry face, a twinkle in his eye. He hammered and sang with tiny voice, and drank his Mountain Dew. And I laughed to think he was caught at last, but the fairy was laughing too. The chum, the lad, had eaten thy, but the fairy was laughing too. As quick as thought I seized the elf, your fairy purse, I cried. The purse, he says, 'tis in her hand, that lady at your side. I turned to look, the elf was off, now what was I to do? Oh, I laughed to think what a fool I'd been, and the fairy was laughing too. The chum, the lad, had eaten dight, and the fairy was laughing too. Oh, I laughed to think what a fool I'd been, and the fairy was laughing too.
Thank you. stack that's in the haggard, unthrashed it may remain, since Johnny's went a-threshing the foreign king of Spain. The girls from the bonnet and the piper and his bellows go home and blow the fire. Since Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main, along with other patriots to fight the King of Spain. The boys will surely miss him when Morannor comes round, and they'll find that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. The peelers must stand idle against their will and the gallant boys who gave them work now peals the King of Spain. At wakes or hurling matches, your like we'll never see, till you come back to us again, a story of McCreen. And won't you thrash the Buckies that show us much disdain? Our eyes are not so bright as those you'll meet in Spain. If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss we bantry girls will never see to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain, since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign land of Spain.
Thank you. Can we talk about Atlantis, how his love beneath the sea? And the grave of the unknown soldier, and the cry of old Banshee. Who was the man in the iron mask that kept the Ripper set free? But as tomorrow is done, Donegal, it's still a mystery. Cause if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south to keep them out. By God, I'd build them tall. Casino and chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Play by clubs, all night pubs, blackjack and roulette. Neil Blaney, Bridget Nielsen, Mike Tyson having a bath. In a shins could then be known for his multi-millionaire. And Donald Trump would like a charm to live in solitaire. Cause if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south to keep them out. By God, I'd build them tall. Casino, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. To stand on top of Varigo would give me such a thrill. And I'm hearing say in Dublin, there's gold and there's hill. So don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep, it's going cheap, somewhere in Germany. Cause if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south, keep the light, by God, I'd build it tall. Casino and chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Cause if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south to keep them out. By God, I'd build them tall. Casino and chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
After Melanie Gruben came Screaming Orphans with Dr. Gilbert's Set from Taproom, then came Roads to Home with Bantry Girls Lament from Dark of the Moon, then Elish Kreen with Copenhagen Harbor from her brand new album Sirva Sukra, and finally Bard and Company with The Hills of Donegal from their album Playground. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Mario Montoyo emailed a photo. I'm not Celtic or Irish in any way. I play the trumpet, and I wish I could figure out how to play Celtic Irish trumpet. Does any music exist? Anyway, I discovered the podcast last week, and I listened to it while I align optics. And it really gets me focused and motivated. Thank you. When I get the dough, currently in a slump, I'll gladly send some your way. Thank you. I have yet to hear all the episodes, but has there been one dedicated to how Irish and Celtic music has influenced music around the world? For example, some of the mariachi music I used to play has a sort of Irish jig underlining the rhythm. Just curious. First, Mario, I would love to hear some Celtic trumpet playing. So if anyone out there knows of some, please let me know. I published a CD called How America Saved Irish Music. Listen to show number 169. That's when I proposed the opposite idea, the American influence on Irish music. But my partner on that album, Jamie Hauser, has a hypothesis that New Orleans jazz jam sessions were influenced by the Irish sessions from immigrants to New Orleans in the 1800s. She hasn't done any more research on that I'm aware of, but it's an interesting idea. And as is the influence of Celtic music on music around the world, it would be a fascinating project to research. I know you can find Celtic music in every part of the globe, thanks to the Irish diaspora. Now, if you find anything, or if anyone listening knows something about it, I'd love to hear from you. So drop me a line. You can post in the comments or email. You can also check out the episode number 169 in the show notes. So it'll take you straight over to How America Saved Irish Music. Sire has a new album out. It's called The Winter King. This is Weight of the World.
Captain Thompson gives the orders to serve you with your flag. When the sun and moon never sets me, lads, no darkness in the skies, and it's cheer up, me lads. Let your heart never fail. The mighty ship diamond goes a mission for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies gather round. With the shawls all pulled about the men, the soft tears running down. Now don't you fret, none funny lads, though you be left behind. For the rose will grow on green eyes before we change our minds. And it's cheer up, lads, let your heart never fail. The mighty ship diamond goes a vision for the whale. Come on. tail, tail of a big trip that started from this tropic hall aboard this tiny ship. Mink was a mighty sailorman, the skipper brave and sure, and passengers that sailed that day were three of them. And this cheer of me lands, let your heart never fail. The mighty ship down the coast of fish and roll the wheels and bring it down. Likewise, the captain's name. Three cheers for the Battle of Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers of the white and jackets of the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer on the dance. Let your heart never fail. The mighty ship down there goes our vision for the world. And this cheer on the dance. Let your heart never fail. The mighty ship down there goes our vision.
Thank you. gathered through the breeze. Some for forgiveness, for second sight. They're shining down on you and me. I remember standing there, breathing in that purest air.
After Sire came Stout Pounders with Bonnie Ship the Diamond from Thirst, then Solasta with the Cecil Sharp Set from their self-titled album, then Coast from their album Windmills in the Sky that was River. Listen and share this podcast to help spread Celtic music. And then download 34 Celtic MP3s for free at bestcelticmusic.net. Subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. This is super important. All these bands have so generously donated their music, and so I would greatly appreciate it if you would do one of these things. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, or drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can also share their music on social media. That's a great way of spreading the word about these bands. We're going to finish up, but before I do, I want to remind you that the Celtic Top 20, you can go vote. Just list a show number and the name of one or two bands from the episode. It's really simple to do. Head on over again to bestcelticmusic.net/vote to do that. We're going to finish up the show with the Jeremiahs. This is Plow and Stars from their album, The Femme Fatale of Maine. I thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you so much. I will be back again next week and on. And then I'm going to start planning your 2-hour specials. So stay tuned for those. Thanks again. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte. Thank you.
a broken throne of a fallen clan. Way up north in the lonesome glen, 9 years for 300 lost, but they sailed away should the die was cast. From breast to sail across the main, turned their backs to the winter's sun. Driven hard like a nail out of Bantry Bay, and the Union of Creed, well, it came undone. This is no sad song sung for you, but it'll ring out bold, it'll ring out true. Come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars. Seeds of souls on fallow ground, while food aplenty did surround. Those mounds of grain grew even higher, those empty bellies they fueled the fire. Pawning all we had to quell those hungry screams during 6 months sat in the lockout of 13. But us arise came a larkin's call. Poor man rise, let the rich man fall. This is no sad song sung for you, but it'll ring out bold, it'll ring out true. Come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars. Dead bodies cast waif like from a dirty cell. No skylark song will we hear tonight, just the cries and the anguish of the people's plight. This is no sad song sung for you, but it'll ring out bold, it'll ring out true. And come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.